Welcome back to another week of Sisterhood Secrets. You have your host, Rihanna Blanche, and a special guest,
Jolly Chapel.
Guys, if you can't tell, we've got a little bit of the giggles today. No, we're not high. We're no, just funny
just
people.
Just too funny.
We're just...
Why am I sitting like... with hey, guys.
Like an interview.
Welcome.
I kindly... forced Jolly on the podcast today.
Maybe a little bit, but look, it's a bonding session.
It is a bonding session. Our toes have touched a few times.
Already.
It's like it was just meant to be.
Took about 40 minutes to set up, but that's okay.
Guys, you just don't understand what goes on behind the scenes to get this camera right. If you're listening on Spotify, go to YouTube right now because I put in a lot of effort.
Please.
I really do. But today we're talking about... just high school survival guide, surviving high school. Honestly, thinking back on high school.
Makes me sick. Makes me scared.
Yeah, I dropped out.
So did I.
You did too. You at least went to formal. That makes me so sad I didn't.
But I only got invited to a formal by...
a guy?
A special needs guy that I went to, that I worked with.
Aww.
It was lovely. It was great. And I got the experience. It was very lovely. And he paid for everything. So it was great. I met his mum. His mum was lovely.
Oh, that is actually so sweet.
His name was Ollie.
That's actually such a cute name. When I think of Ollie, I think of a bald man. Like
a bald... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like...
yeah.
Almost, you know what I just thought of?
What?
Like, you know how you see like old men and their names are like John? Yeah. Like, can you imagine seeing a baby, like a bold little infant and calling it John? Oh, hey, Johnny boy.
Paul.
You know how you think of names that you just can't moan?
Yeah. Baxter.
Did you say Braxter or Baxter? Like Baxter.
What was that guy's name? We used to go to speaking of school, you used to go to school with him. It was Braxton?
Yeah. The short little blonde fella?
I think so.
Sorry, imagine he sees this and I'm like, he's a short little boy.
It's okay, King. You look really happy with your girlfriend at the moment.
Really? His girlfriend?
Yeah, I think they've been together for like 3 years.
Wait, that's the girl with the brunette hair?
I believe
they're
so.
They're still together?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. High school sweethearts. Nice. Isn't she taller than him?
I'm pretty sure.
That's okay.
But he wears like the TNs on his feet, so he's still like a little bit taller.
Have you ever been with a guy that wanted to buy the platforms that you put in their shoe to make them taller?
Will Ross. Sorry, Will, if you ever see this. I know it's your birthday today. Shout out to Will. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to you.
Dude, oh my gosh. I actually, on every episode, I'm like, let's not get sued. I'm not going to name drop. And you're the first person to name drop. So let's just do a congratulations.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I have no ill will with Pookie Bear Will Ross. It's his birthday today. I wished him a happy birthday.
18 years old. Woo woo.
Woo woo. Soon to be.
He's an adult. Wow. You know, when I first turned 18, I got so scared because my anxiety played up so bad on my birthday. I was like, oh my gosh, does this mean I can just get arrested for anything?
I've been like recently, not to get emotional, I've been like crying recently thinking about like taxes and like voting.
No,
I don't want to do it. Okay.
It's okay.
I think that's fine. That's fine. Let's just...
What person, Prime Minister, is fucking watching this podcast? Sisterhood Secrets.
Who even is the Prime Minister right now?
I don't know. All I know is America stuff. Like, Donald Trump!
It's Joe Biden at the moment.
I know. We're back, guys.
We're back.
We got a bit political when Jolly turned off her microphone.
It was an accident. But other than that... yeah.
Yeah, so...
we love it.
We love it. But... oh my gosh, I need a burp. We are talking about high school.
High school.
We both are dropouts, so...
high school dropouts.
High school dropouts, unite. We unite.
Stop. So
that was actually, like, really cute.
I believe that we are sisters from different mothers and misters in, like, an alternative world.
100%.
Yeah.
Let's actually give a bit of a background on how
backstory.
We met. I do this with everyone. So, how we met. We actually met because I, like, knew of you, kinda, and then at a roller skating rink,
Roller skating. Now rebranded. We won't shout out the new rebrand.
Wait,
but
really?
You can probably find it. What?
Are they actually?
Yeah, it's called Skate Paradise. It's
same building?
No, 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 the one over. They've built like a whole other thing.
Why?
I'll send you a video of it on the way home.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Good.
It's massive. Mm. Huge. Anyway, heck? Guys. Yeah, so we met.
What does Sigma?
What does Sigma?
Wait, what does Sigma mean?
Sigma, like, so, like, if I called you, like, a beta, that's a bad thing. Like, you're, like, a beta male, but then you're a Sigma.
So Sigma's better?
Sigma's, like, alpha.
That's all Hayden and his friend talk about. They literally brain rot me.
It's so, it's really bad. I gave this 16-year-old a chance before I was with,
Let's call him
my current
pumpkin.
My current pumpkin.
My current pookie.
And all he would do was sit around and go, skibbity toilet rinse.
Nope.
And like one time we were, you know.
No. Good.
And he said, skibbity toilet rinse. I kicked him out of my house. I've never seen him again.
Do I know him?
No. You would have no clue who he is.
Oh, thank fuck.
It's my fault for trying someone younger.
If no way, I would literally be like,
I almost punched him in the face.
I would have.
And he kicked my cat.
Because, oh, this was recent.
Yeah. Anyway.
Could you imagine, did you tell him what, like, when you kicked him out, were you like, this is because you're a fucking idiot?
I told him it's because you said skibbity toilet riz in the middle of the holy, I don't know.
During the wrestling,
the bedroom. Match, you know, like, it wasn't, we didn't even, like, get there yet because he had ended up saying skibbity toilet riz in, like, the pause. Like, the skibbity toilet riz. And then, like, tried to, I was like, no.
Oh, my God. No, like, not. that generally, like, you know how when you know vomit's coming up because it's in your throat?
You can like, feel like, the wet. Yeah. No. So, shout out to all the boys who don't say skibbity toilet riz. Or women. We don't discriminate over here.
We don't discriminate. Well, no. We're actually singers today.
Yeah, I think that you should stick to the podcast, yeah, and you probably. And I can do like singing on the side.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the mics already.
Yeah, I feel like.
Do you remember when before you started at the job, and then there was this dude busking? And we stood there for a solid 30 minutes listening to him sing.
We're not going to name drop any names here, but that person, we did think that he was homeless because we do work in the city.
Yeah,
Brisbane City.
We at the time worked in the city together. And saw this dude busking. Yeah, we did think he was homeless.
He had his phone like this and he was like really getting into it, had like a scarf on.
He actually had a great voice.
He was great.
We stood there for 30 minutes.
Yeah, and then I ended up seeing him on my office floor.
No. What? Worked at TSA.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, who are you talking about?
The dude that...
Oh my gosh. Never mind. I was talking about...
I was talking about
someone completely different. That other guy, he's lovely. I see him on TikTok Live all the time. He's great.
We were talking about Mr. Jared. Oh, that was so funny. I remember it was her first day at my job.
This is what we're talking about.
Yes, it was her first day at my job. And there was this dude, he had his phone. He was like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And me being me, I was like, great tunes, mate.
We were hyping him up. We were really getting in there.
I literally was like, great tunes, mate. And he was like, pumped for the first day at work, and I was like, you're not talking about this by Zaya. And he said yes, and him and Jolie were in the same training crew. We touched toes
a little bit. Sorry, guys.
That's so fun. No, I was talking about the dude. Remember then those two homeless girls asked us for money? We looked homeless ourselves.
No, we didn't. We looked quite nice that day.
Did I?
Yeah, yeah. You had that white top on with like the suns going up.
Oh, and the black. Yep.
Actually, really cute outfit. Random plug. I don't know if you can edit like that. Maybe I'll add it. Just think about it. A white top with blue on it.
Yeah.
That's what Rihanna looked like. She looked beautiful.
Thank you.
That's okay, queen.
I don't remember what I don't know. I just remember these two homeless girls asked us for money and I was like,
no.
We literally haven't even given this dude with a phenomenal voice busking money and you really think I'm going to hand you out something?
No. You know,
I was like, we need aid. And I was like, me too, babe. Me too.
I think I saw this like TikTok video where it's like people in like France are now buying those little like Apple Pay things as a homeless person and asking for donations through that
mm-hmm.
because people don't carry cash. They're like, I know. Just tap here. How would you feel if I walked up to you on the street as a homeless person and went,
I would straight up, if a homeless person did that to me, I'd straight up be like, you think I can afford to buy food for myself? I should be next to you on the street.
Can I get one of those?
Tell me where you bought it. Is there a discount? Because I fucking need that. Are you kidding?
I need money. I want money. I get paid minimum wage at a tavern. I'm a waitress.
Do you get free food?
I do.
Oh, when are you working?
That's it.
I'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
Perfect. Well, we literally got off the track on how we met.
Sorry, guys.
We met at a roller skating rink, and she also knew someone from...
No!
So we met in a very... Well, I found out like a month later. We had already became friends.
Yeah.
Because I kept this little thing a secret.
Little thing going.
I think I was a bit embarrassed, 5'2".
Anyway.
And that's how we met. And then she lived with me for a little bit. We shared a bedroom.
I loved that. And then stuff happened.
Stuff
did happen. And we did not speak for a very long time. And then...
We reunited.
And then without me telling Rhee, I realized I worked at the same company as her.
You had like just applied.
I just applied. And I'd like, you don't work for blah, 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 do you? And you were like, yes, I do.
And then we became boothangs again.
Boothangs. And then I left.
We are the only ones that are still standing out of that friend group.
A lot of people went their different ways in life. Everybody went a different way. One person in that friend group is still with that SA life. But that's more than okay. And I appreciate that lifestyle choice. But please stop calling me at 3 a.m. drunk saying that you miss me. Anyway, love you, Pookie.
Love it. That's the snippet.
That is the snippet.
I love that. Oh my gosh. See, this is why we need Jolie on the podcast, because she just brings out that in me. Exactly. And she's not scared of cancel culture either.
No, because if you're gonna cancel me, like, at least have some fun doing it.
Exactly.
Okay, I was trying to fix my mic, everyone, sorry.
Do you want it more forward?
How do I
go like this and then push? Yep. Hello. Okay, guys, we're back.
Sorry, everybody.
Sorry, guys, we had to cut it. She didn't know how to move her mic.
No, I did not. But today, we fixed it. We've got it.
Exactly. Today, we are talking about high school survival guide. High school was an interesting part of my life.
Look, I would never go back. And if it was not compulsory, I would never wish it on my worst enemy.
I reckon. I literally think school was just...
hell on earth.
I don't even per se think it was the school. I think it's the people that make it bad.
It was horrible. As you know, I've been to many different schools around the southeast Brisbane area.
She's been around town.
How dare you. I have been around town a bit in regards with school, and at first you always think, oh, maybe it's the school. It's not the school, it's the culture, the people around you.
That actually goes into my first dot point too, like surviving school. Pick your friend group wisely. If you pick the wrong friend group, you're going to be brought in drama, you're going to be suspended for stuff you didn't even do. You literally, high school is going to be so much worse if you have shit friends.
And another thing that I'd like to little bit add on that is friend groups will never stay the same. If you're in the same school from grade 7 to grade 12, it's never going to stay the same, because people grow and they show their true colors.
100% people, like, I see those friend groups at school and they're like, there's like 10 of them. That's never going to work. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, at least 4 people despise of one another. Like, 100%. Not every single person. And maybe we have just been to toxic schools or toxic people. But I have never seen a friend group successfully make it out.
No, well, not one that big. Like, yeah. When I see about, like, 15 of you all walking around and then, like, all going to, like, parties together and
oh, you're talking mad shit about each other.
You all hate each other. Like, be so real. Like, there's, like, a duo or, like, a trio in there.
100%.
The rest of you are just like, I can't find other friends, so I'm just here.
No, literally, because, like, in high school, I would, like, walk past, like, a group of people and it'd be, like, 15, 20 of them. But they would all, like, they're not all talking. They would all be, like...
There'd be some, you know, like, stranglers at the back and they're, like, the popular kids at the front.
Like, not everyone's going to like each other. Like, no. Even, like, then, like, my sister, she was, like, in a friend group of, like, 7 people. A month later, who's she hanging out with? Not them.
Not them.
Because they're fake.
Because everybody in high school is going to be a little bit fake. I've been fake. I bet Rihanna's been a little bit fake. Everybody's a little bit fake, depending on what situation you're in. So.
100%. I feel like it's just like, oh, it's just so annoying. But I feel like with like the friend group thing, when I say like pick them wisely, I'm not saying fucking hold like a full conference.
Interrogation. Yeah.
What's your name? What's your parents' name? Where did you grow up? What's your favorite food? I'm saying like... Don't, like, for example, like, the popular kids, 9 out of 10 times, they're the biggest shit talkers. They're going to ditch you, and then you're just going to be alone.
And they're only popular because they do rugby or, like, a sport that is, like, really popular in the school. Like, mm-hmm. I know that one of my schools was really popular for rugby. Or if you didn't play mm-hmm. rugby, you weren't cool. You weren't that. Really? Or if you weren't blonde, bye. If you weren't blonde, bye.
I literally see my school, the popular, I say popular because I just think you're not even popular. If you're no. like, they think they're popular, which makes them annoying. The popular kids at my school were the good looking ones.
The good looking ones.
And when like, I'm out of school, hate on me. I
didn't see it. I never
they saw were just it. All rude too. Like, I feel like you could be the prettiest person, but if your personality is ugly... You are ugly.
You are the ugliest person to ever exist. If you, mm-hmm. even if you're the most beautiful woman on this earth, like Megan Fox, beautiful, however.
But if whatever, you like shit on someone.
Nah. If you just want to be gross and you don't have any respect for other people, yuck.
Exactly. And people are like, oh, but I'm like just so pretty. Yeah, but what about your personality?
I'm pretty blonde and popular. That's another thing. Don't copy everybody else just because you think that's what's okay. Like, no. Like, that's what popular kids were when I went to school. If you looked exactly the same as every
mm-hmm.
Pete, Bob, and Terry.
Like. Literally. See, I, like, never understood it. Like, I knew so many people who would all try to look like each other. Fuck me. When I was in year 9, I was rocking up to school with blue hair. Like, are you kidding?
Like, piercings in your face when you weren't supposed to.
Literally, I was just so, and I feel like that's, like, I didn't hate high school. I think it just wasn't for me. I think just for me personally, I've always just wanted to work rather than study.
And that's okay.
Did you actually, oh my gosh, did you see my TikTok that I posted about the school thing? I was like me awkwardly ahead in life because I dropped out. Guys, I got so much hate on that.
On this.
When I said awkwardly ahead, I meant all my friends are just now graduated and now they're partying and they're doing stuff every day while, like, for example, because I dropped out, I'm working, I'm renting. I meant like I'm ahead more in regards to like adult things, like
you're
you and
doing stuff.
Like you and I, we've been out of school, we've been working, you know what I mean,
like full-time, like not McDonald's, like no offense, like all credit to people who like work at McDonald's. I've worked at McDonald's, Ree's worked at McDonald's, but like we're out here like doing things,
actual jobs,
like full-time jobs with contracts, with like you could get in really big trouble if you're like doing bad
literally
things.
Or like paying rent, like we're not just
bills, like all of that.
Exactly. And that's what I think, and I got so much hate on it because people were like, if you're out of school, you're never going to get a job. Babe, have you had trouble getting a job before?
No. I know people who didn't drop out of school still struggling to get a job.
I know people who have dropped out of school that are on 6 figures a year, and you're telling me we cannot get sturdy jobs.
We're gonna be nothing because we didn't go to uni. That's ridiculous. Never listen to anybody who says anything like that.
if you are listening to this and you're like, I really want to drop out but I'm scared, trust me, don't be scared. The only advice I would give though is try to have something before you drop out. Try to have a job before you drop out, or maybe even have something organized with TAFE. Have a plan, because if you just drop out and do nothing, then I'm not gonna sit there and say,
be like, yeah, do it.
Like, yeah, like you gotta do something. Don't be on your parents' couch like bumming it.
Yeah, like if you want to drop out for like a good reason, like I dropped out and then basically went straight into like working.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was part-time at McDonald's, actually, doing overnight.
That's where I started off.
And I was making lots of money doing those overnight shifts. So no hate to people who work at McDonald's at all. And then after that, I moved to the company that we used to work at. And that was my first ever full-time job, and I made a lot of money, and I was like, I worked hard for that.
I miss those days.
And yeah, I do too. I actually really do. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, notice what you have when you have it.
I know. it literally sucks. But if you just want to drop out, do it, but have some motivation too. Like, even if you're in school, you want to make it, you want to go to uni, you need to have some sort of motivation. You can't just think of school like, oh, I have to go to school. Think of it like, oh, I get to go to school. I get to have an education. Like, especially if you want to stay in school, you need to have that mindset. Because for me, I was like, yeah, I do want to graduate. As soon as my mind was like, I fucking hate this, I just want to work, I literally dropped out.
You just went, nah. Because some people's brains are a lot different. Like, some people really want to work.
Mm-hmm.
People really want to just get out of there, like, do, like, a trade ship or something. But then there's other people that, like, want to be, like, those, like, big doctors or whatever, and you have to stay in school.
I wish.
So it's like a mindset thing. If you want to put your mind to it and you want to graduate but you don't want to go to uni, do it anyway.
Yeah.
But if you know that you want to do something that you don't necessarily need school for.
I mean, I dropped out, studied a Cert 3 in individual support, realized it wasn't for me, went back to school for like a month, maybe two, then dropped out again. I started off at McDonald's. I went full time, then went to Revel Sports.
I remember those days. I miss those days. Oh, God.
I actually miss those days. I feel so bad because I loved my job. I worked so hard. But, like, when I left that job to go to
the other company,
I literally gave him, like, 4 days' notice.
Oh.
And he was a great boss. Cam, if you're listening, you're amazing.
We love you, Cam.
He was a great boss. He had the management. I feel so bad because a lot of people wouldn't even listen to him.
Oh,
I know.
I feel like that's like a lot with a lot of people though, like bosses. Because another point, I think that roots from school.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to listen to your least favorite teacher. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people come out from school and are like, well, you're my boss. You don't really, you know.
Trust me, if you're in school and you're one of the cool kids or whatever you want to call yourself, trust me, if you're calling yourself a cool kid, you're not a cool kid.
You're really not.
But if you're in school and you're treating the teachers like shit or you're just making a ruckus, first of all, they get paid to be there. So maybe just treat them with a bit more respect. Plus, when you're out of school, your boss is not going to put up with your shenanigans. They're literally not. You want to stand up to them like you speak to teachers, you will get fired.
Your parents are paying those teachers' bills. Literally, that's all I have to say. They don't have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to teach you. They could sit around and do nothing. A lot of the teachers will say that to you, like, I don't have to do this. And they're exactly right. They can sit there and teach you nothing and put a textbook in front of your face and go, just read it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to spend hours making a PowerPoint for you or spend hours trying to, like, involve themselves with you.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing it.
I appreciate those teachers.
So do I.
I had this one teacher at school. I literally, like, want to cry every time I think about it. No, like, it gets me so emotional. Aww. He was my arts teacher. Like, how you have those classes where you, like, film videos or whatever?
Media.
Yeah. He was my teacher. And, oh, my gosh, it literally makes me so emotional. Once I was going through, like, a really tough time, you would remember. And I had, like, no joke, like, 4 weeks off of school. I literally just wouldn't get out of bed. I was crying. And one day I was like, I'm going to push myself and go in. And I was, like, early because I think after being out of school for, like a month, I was like, I needed to stop being rude to teachers. Yeah. They get paid to be there. I can at least make their day a bit more enjoyable. So I got there early. And this teacher literally sat down next to me. I actually made a TikTok about it. It's still up. And he was like, I know you're not okay. And if you ever want to speak to me, I'm here. And I bawled. I'm sorry, but for a teacher, and this was the most caring teacher, he every day would be like, are you okay? Are you okay?
How are you doing?
Literally. And I was like, that's like, there's just some teachers that will like always have a different, like yeah. make a difference. Like he gave the best advice. This is one thing he said. And I like, oh my gosh, when I first started social media, I was like, oh my God, people are going to judge me. Mm-hmm. Other people are not going to be the reason for your success. Only you can.
No way.
So, like, imagine if I let people's opinions stop me from doing, for example, this. Like.
Hey, everybody who said she can't do it. Look at her now.
Oh, yeah. You can't. People aren't going to be the other reason. People aren't going to be the reason for your success.
No, not at all.
You're the only one that can make it happen. So, why care what people think?
Why care about why, like, what people have to say?
100%. 110%. Percent.
People are the reason for your downfall. Letting people get to you is the reason for your downfall.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Literally, and that's one thing in high school. Do not care what people say. I can tell you right now, there are so many people that are going to hate you, and there's going to be so many people that are going to love you.
Love you.
And like, honestly, who cares? Who cares? All the people that hated me in high school are now the ones that are viewing and liking my stuff on social media.
The people that are like looking over you and being like, mm-hmm. oh my God, like, hey, how are you? I miss you.
The people who hated on my downfall are the people who are messaging me, asking me how I started social media. So
yeah, like asking for tips, asking for help.
Literally, but it's like that with everything. Like I'm sure there's people who hated on you that have messaged you and been like, hey, Jolie, how are you?
Fun fact, actually, I won't mention any names.
Wait, because I can beep it.
Yes.
Did I actually get it right?
I didn't like contact her for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one night I got a little bit drunk. Mm-hmm. And I messaged her and I was like, I don't want to hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's like my heart doesn't always have hate for you.
Yeah.
Like we were really good friends. Mm-hmm. Like I loved you. And you know, she saw it and never replied. And, like, I understand that like, maybe you still hold a little bit of, like, a grudge after everything that happened, which is fine, but it was never my fault what happened. It was...
Yeah.
What happened, the situation that happened was...
Team Jolie.
All you.
Yeah.
Like, everything that happened over the 2 years from mm-hmm. when it initially happened and then what happened at Garden City.
Please be watching this. I know you follow me.
Thanks, babe.
She finds out this is about
her. I hope it is. I hope she does. I hope you're well. Like, she's traveling Paris right now, about to go to Amsterdam with her and her boyfriend. My ex-boyfriend. Hey, King. How you going?
Who?
They're still together. Anyway. And I have no ill will against her, but, like, you know... Reaching out is always nice.
And especially when you're not in the wrong.
No, I was never in the wrong. Like, yeah, I've egged your house a couple of times over the past 4 years. But, like, come on. Like, get over it. What the fuck?
I love that.
Should have replied to my fucking message.
Yeah, like, when you're in high school, if you have beef with your friends, drama with your friends, make it easier for each other. Say sorry. Or at least just get over and just not talk bad about each other.
Just be civil.
100%. Like, for example... My old friend Casey and I, we had a falling out.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? Hey, one day we were just like, you know what? Well, let's put this behind us and be mutual. Now we're mutual.
And that's totally okay. Like when I went to Stratton, I used to get bullied hard for my psoriasis. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, why?
Lovely skin condition that my grandma lovely passed down to me through the family.
We love grandma.
I got bullied like relentlessly for it. And there were a group of like rugby boys who bullied the hell out of me.
Boys who bully girls. You just say your dick's tiny.
Exactly.
Just say
your ego is you're horrible. And like I remember when I left Stratton, leaving school was the best thing I ever did for myself.
Yeah.
And I like grew up. Mm-hmm. I like got healthier. I wasn't so obese.
See, I think I got obese.
You're not obese. Shut the front door.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes. like when I left and I had my glow up, I had everybody adding me back on Instagram, adding me on Snapchat, being like, hey, how are you? Like, you look good. And I'm like, you guys bullied me and called me crocodile skin for 2 years.
Yeah, like, who are you?
But now you want me? Like, what are you talking about?
Literally, it's so annoying. Like, if you're listening to this and you know you are bullying someone, grow up.
If you are listening to this and you know you bullied me, you're lost, babe. Because half of you are low-key hot, but, like, come on.
But, like, look where you are now.
Look where you are.
On the Sisterhood Secrets podcast. A-S-M-R. Have you seen that video where the girl's like, A?
Oh, oh my God.
S-M-R. Isn't it? Did you guys want us to do an ASMR episode?
I think it... Stop. We should.
No, because the moment one of us laughs, we're going to wake up whoever's listening.
I feel like we have really nice voices to, like, oh, it's time to get a leg up.
Maybe if we, like, brought some McDonald's.
Oh my God, like a mukbang?
A mukbang.
I would love it. This is my double quarter pounder
mukbang. This is my triple cheeseburger with 7 nuggets on the fry.
On the fries.
No, but, like, even if you're listening to this and you're getting bullied, trust me, this is not going to matter in 10 years' time. Whatever they're bullying you for, who's going to care?
You'll probably grow out of it. If it's because you have a lisp, you'll probably go out of it. If it's because you're ugly, I hope you grow out of it. But, like, you know.
But, like, in general, even if it's, like, you can't help, like, once you graduate or once you leave school, you're never going to see these people again.
No. How, like, many people have you seen from that school since you left? Like, no. Be so honest.
Well, no one actually lives in Brisbane City, so.
No, because nobody's as bougie as Rihanna.
So, I actually don't see anyone.
Okay.
Sorry about it. I was about to say the area, but you live there, so I shouldn't. Like, the area's really good, but the people make it bad.
I don't live in that area. I live in the suburb over.
What suburb? Fuck Parkinson.
Actually, fuck Parkinson.
Fuck the people that live
in Parkinson. Like, Parkinson's,
you know,
like,
who you are.
It's better looking than Alchester, but Alchester doesn't have, like...
Yeah, Alchester has better people.
Yeah, just
Cullen Vale. Asians.
Ugh. Don't even get me started.
Go home. Like, it is eschays everywhere. Like, people skidding on the school oval.
Why? Well, that's another thing.
Leave your school alone.
Leave schools alone.
Don't graffiti it.
No. Or, like, why if you, that? Like, graffiti your own school, like, go and damage the school that you study at. That's ridiculous.
Oh, the stupidest thing you could do. Why would you do it?
I don't know.
The most I ever did at my school was vaping in the school bathroom.
Vaping in the school toilets, maybe tag in, like, an inside of it with, like, some pencil that can rub off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe, like, writing Jolie was here, 2022 or something.
Oh, I've never done that.
Oh, I did that.
I was a pretty good girl.
But never, like, on the, like, the front of the school or anything. Like, yeah, in the toilet, like, stall.
The toilet stall's always had writing on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Fair. Mine no, did, but, like, yeah, no, sorry, so did mine. Mine had yeah. a frick ton. But, like, school for me was just, like, see, I never got bullied because I went to somewhere in Cullen Vale. CCC represent. You know, I don't go to the school totally. Anymore, so who the fuck's gonna care? I went to Cullen Vale Community College, but before that I went to Ipswich. Now, here's a little thing about Ipswich State High School. I went to Ipswich State High School. I didn't get bullied per se, but there were a bunch of fuckwits, right?
Oh.
Tell me why all them love to follow me. The people, I literally left because I'm still friends with her, Jasmine. See you on the podcast soon.
I love you.
Her and I literally got attacked by a group of, like, 20, 30 people. So I left after that. Like, I was just scared. I was like, no way. Because I'm sorry, I've never been a fighter. You know that about me. I'm not a fighter. If someone's coming up to me,
she'd always grab me.
Yeah, I'd be like, Jolie, please. No, but literally, like, even, like, when we would go out, I'd be like, I'm scared to go to Browns Plains. And you'd be like, it's okay.
Yeah, because, you know.
I know Juju.
Juju on that beat. Juju on that beat. Now slide, drop, hit the phone, stop. Oh, I fucked it up. I'm sorry. Okay. So I think what Brianna's trying to say is that.
Juju on the beat.
Juju on the beat.
No, but, like, I would always be like, Jojo.
Please protect me.
Please protect me. But, like, that's the thing. I left Ipswich because of that fight, because I've never been a fighter. I'm not a fighter. I've never claimed to be a fighter.
No, not at all. If anything, Rihanna claims to be, like, the loveliest, loving lover on the earth. Like, she doesn't want to hurt a fucking fly.
I'm not. I'm so sweet. So if we've ever got in a fight, just know you're the reason.
You've done something pretty bad to make her that angry.
Literally. Like, literally, because I'm so sweet. Like,
you keep your cool. You know how to... Rihanna takes a lot. Holds it in a lot.
I have a mouth, but I won't fight. Like, if something's on my nerves, I will definitely stand up for myself, but there's no way I'd ever lay a hand on someone. Like,
never.
Not me. If you do that, once again, this is surviving high school. Just don't. Like, why?
Violence is never the answer, and it ends up getting you in more trouble than anything.
It does.
Like, you're hurting yourself and your education more than, and your opportunities and your reputation more than it's hurting the other person that you're fighting.
It's just...
So zip it in the butt.
I just hate it. There was once this fight at Callum Vale.
Mm-hmm.
It was this one girl. You know her. I'll just bleep it out. Mm-hmm.
I have that video still.
That was the most fucked fight.
It was horrible.
Known to men. We're talking about a fight, guys. Okay, sorry. I had to clip it because I had to name drop.
We had to name drop really quickly.
We had to name drop really quickly. That was, like, that's what I mean by fights. Like, if... Especially if you're in high school, like, if you see a fight and there is more than one person on one person, say like a 5v1, step in and separate. Like, that's like one thing.
Say something.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally, it angers me. Like, that was one thing in high school that happened so frequently.
Like, people get like genuinely hurt. Like, you could kill somebody with that and you're mm-hmm. just, they were just trying to go to school that day. Like, a lot of people don't want to have a fight with you. A lot of people don't want to have a physical fight going mm-hmm. to school. Mm-hmm. They're like, I've just come to school. I don't want to be here and now I have to deal with this. Like, mm-hmm. Who wants to do that? Mm-hmm. Not me.
No, literally. I went through a stage where I really cared about my education and I was like, I want to be an author. And for like 6 months, I attended school every day and I had this English teacher and I would always like write stories in class, mm-hmm. like on my laptop. I never paid attention because all I wanted to do was write a novel. That was my goal.
Yeah.
And people would always be like, Rihanna, are you talking shit? I don't even know who you are.
I have my head's in my laptop, babe.
Literally, that's why when I say pick your friend group wisely, because like you'll be friends with someone, stop being friends with them, and they'll be like, oh my gosh, by the way, Rihanna said this about you. And then these people confront you, and you're like, what? I talked about you? What did I say?
This is news to me. Please, you know, enlighten me.
Oh my gosh, sorry, I just had this like thought. Have you ever had Yochi before?
No.
Sorry, I literally just thought about it.
Can you Uber Eats Yochi?
You can.
To hear?
You can.
Guys.
I'm actually not letting Jojo go.
Okay, maybe not. Okay, that's fine. You can keep me here forever.
I actually locked the door.
Oh!
You're not leaving.
How far up's the balcony? Do you reckon I jump off and survive?
We're on the 15th floor, so...
Did you know that cats can fall 12 feet?
And land on their feet?
And survive.
Yeah. Tell me. Can we test it?
With my cat?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. What's the cat's name again?
Muffin. His name's Muffin. He's the cutest little thing.
I love cats. Hayden hates them.
Can you get cats here? Can you get
yeah, we can have animal here? Yeah.
I'll sneak over.
I'm just scared cat. Though because like, imagine if I get a cat that falls off the 15th floor.
Well,
guys, I'm not trying to flex on you, by the way.
Sorry. That's just like where apartment is. It doesn't really like change like the price of yeah. You know.
It does.
Oh.
Fucking but, like, okay. This was the only one available.
Oh, okay.
If there was one on the second floor, fuck me, I'd be taking it.
Because it'd be cheaper, wouldn't it?
Cats are a lot
How
cheaper.
High up does it go?
16.
Okay, bougie-ass bitch. I just keep the door shut at all times.
Yeah, but, like, and what, the cat just does its business in here?
Well, my cat does its business in the spare room. My cat doesn't go outside.
I would train my cat to piss in the toilet. Have you seen those videos? Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh, no, you have to. I'm going to drive to your house and we're going to teach your cat.
No, we're not teaching my cat how to put
you
in
the shit. You put cardboard and you slowly make the hole bigger and it literally will like sit on the toilet and take a shit and piss.
Well, I don't want my cat to shit and piss. Well, what if I need to use the toilet?
You're busting for the toilet. The cat just like... That's the thumbnail. We're like... Oh, sorry guys. This is what happens when we
just get off track.
That's what makes the episode though. Like, I want you guys to feel like you're in the room, you're sitting down, you're talking to us.
I want you to go, I'll buy you guys some Yochi because I'm actually really intrigued.
I can't believe you haven't had it.
You can Uber Eats Yochi here.
It's a bit more expensive if you Uber it. We're like 5 minutes away. So we can always like do a little road trip there. But Jolly, when I tell you, it literally makes me wet.
Bro.
And you get to, have you seen the TikToks of it?
No.
And you're like, so it's frozen yogurt and you can add all your own toppings. I'm usually like I sometimes do like cookie dough or I'll do like M&Ms or strawberries. You can add like boba balls.
I'm not a fan of boba or boba
balls.
But
you can add like any fruit you want. You can add any sweet you want there.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
we
sorry guys.
We got to do it.
I think we do. I think at some point we do have to do that.
We actually need to. No, but like, this is what happens, like, when we're literally in a room.
We're in a room together and it just kind of blows
it's
up.
It's got to be the ADHD.
It does. It's. I've got issues. Not bad issues. I love my
I've
issues.
I've got issues and you got them too. You know what's so really funny? Sometimes I think me. I can sing, but then when I edit my videos back.
I actually thought that we sounded kind of good there. So, like,
no, I did
just
too.
Let me know if, like, we don't.
Oh, we're keeping it in so you can just listen.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
So give them all to me and all of mine to you. I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm sorry, everybody.
I'm really sorry.
We, yeah.
We're trying our best. We need to just one day literally just not see each other for a year, then film a podcast episode where we just catch up.
That'd be too much name dropping.
Sorry.
And there'd be like a new baby in the picture, I reckon. For either you or me, I'm not sure yet.
I don't want to be dilated 10 centimeters anytime
Neither
soon.
Neither do I, but like...
Have you like...
I want a baby.
I saw... So do I. But like, I saw this TikTok. And it was like, things people don't tell you. Like, with birth.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can get strange, like, addictions. This woman was saying how she was addicted to eating cotton balls for 9 fucking months.
How did she not, like, die?
How did her baby come out? And then she, and then there was, like, another woman who was, like, I had the same things. I was, like, addicted to toenails. First of all, that's fucked.
That's disgusting.
Cotton balls, I can get her.
I don't ever look at my toes and go, I really want to nibble on them.
What a nice little snack. No! What the...
Yuck.
The most I might do is, like, petrol. Like, not like eat it, but I love the smell. Like, obviously not, but, like, I love the smell.
Personally, I love the smell of petrol already.
Same.
Or, like, nail polish remover.
Oh.
Or a nail shop.
See, when you're, like, pregnant, apparently they're, like, really bad to breathe in. I would be
It's really bad done. For you to breathe in now.
Every time I'm, like, at the server, I'm, like...
Like, I'll grab the hose and go...
No.
That's a joke.
No.
I do not promote sniffing or drinking petrol. Was that, like, a...
We're back.
We're back, guys. Sorry, we're not gonna.
We're just getting so controversial.
We're promoting things that are not to be promoted. To be honest,
I gotta sneeze.
You gotta sneeze.
Do you wanna hold? Do you need a handhold? You good? I think it just went away.
Okay, that's good.
Well, guys.
Yeah.
This is just amazing.
This has been. We've actually covered some nice topics here.
I actually feel like they learned nothing. That's what makes it.
It's what, like, makes this
high school survival guide, comma. We didn't actually teach you anything.
We didn't teach you anything, but
just listen to our high school stories.
Well, maybe you can learn from our high school. Like, look mistakes. At us now.
Let's just give some advice before we go. If you could give one piece of... We'll answer this both. I'll let you go first. Mm-hmm. If you could give one piece of advice to anyone listening right now that is in high school, what would you say?
I'd say just keep your head down. Don't try and be the class clown of every situation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try and purposely put yourself out there so much to the point where you will be a target for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be a target for people who are potentially bullies and bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep your head down. Choose your friends when you can.
Mm-hmm.
Stay close with them. Try and do what you need to do and just... Keep your head down and keep pushing.
Don't gossip.
Don't gossip. That's that's a really good point. Don't gossip. Because it always comes back to bite you in the ass.
Oh, it does.
Outside of school and inside of school.
Even if your best friends are someone, I'm telling you right now, the moment you stop being friends,
it'll...
Like, I think we can both admit when we stopped being friends, we were like, fuck Rihanna, fuck Jolly.
Yep.
I never spilled any of your secrets, so that's one thing that I
never
did. I never
spilled any of Rihanna's secrets either.
I think that's because we were literally like sisters. Like, you lived 100%. With me. I feel like if it was any other person, I'd be like, what is little bitch?
I would.
She's addicted to eating her own toenails.
I would have been like, this hoe likes to sleep.
Fart.
And eat.
Do you remember that time I was sleep talking and you have a video of me and I was like,
the magpies are coming.
That was like one of Jolly's first times staying over and I was sleep talking and she got a video of me screaming about magpies.
I don't know why, like we were all asleep in the same bed, me, Rihanna, and I think
Casey.
It was, no, it was Eloise.
Oh, yeah.
Eloise and...
Was she awake as well?
Yeah, everyone was awake but you. She's just laying on her back and she's like, the magpies. magpies are coming. And it's the funniest video. I have it somewhere. I'd have to find it, but it's
really I'm just funny. A sleep talker.
It's okay. But on that note, what would your advice be, Rihanna, for anybody who's struggling at high school right now?
This is actually in my notes, so it's not off the top of my head. Okay. But I love this piece of advice. Don't shy away from your teachers. Like, I feel like when I stopped shying away from my teachers, I learnt so much, and about life as well. Like, when I stopped shying away from my teachers, stuff that I had struggled with for months, whether that's math, science, English, whatever, I suddenly learnt it. I enjoyed it. I've actually left school now with so many life skills as well. Like, I feel like once you gain a connection with your teachers, it becomes easier to talk to them. Like, there'd be times where I would literally go to my teachers and just be like, I'm so depressed right now. Like, can I just please sit at the back of class today? Just don't call on me. And once you're actually nice and respect your teachers, they're going to respect you as well. Yeah. Like, if you're a dickhead to a teacher and you go up to them tomorrow and be like, please just leave me alone just for this lesson, they're going to be like, you wish, okay, this is school, you don't pick and choose. But if you actually gain a connection, you'll realize they're just like you know, they're, although they're teachers, they're out of school, they're trained, they're literally still in the same environment with you. I can promise you, like, when you know how when like you're being rude to someone or someone's being rude to you, I always used to tell myself this, and literally used to make me cry. But like, when someone used to bully me or hate on me or whatever, I would get so down in the dirt and retaliate. But then I learned, like, they're literally going through their own shit. Yeah. Like, someone who's happy and comfortable within themselves is not going to go out to hurt someone else.
No way. No, because people don't do that.
No.
And like, another thing on what you just said was teachers have their own shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
But... and, like, being in the same environment, they're still learning day to day as well.
100%. You never stop learning.
The world is evolving every single day. And teachers are learning because they're dealing... not every kid's the same.
Yeah.
Not every adult's the same.
Yeah.
People need to be taught and spoken to and dealt with differently than, like, the normal to what, like, teachers get trained with. Like, oh, a kid's going to do this. Oh, but a kid with autism or a kid that has... different special needs is going to react like this. So a teacher's learning every single day.
Teachers are incredible. They're teaching different students every day for different classes. Mm-hmm. They're also learning new stuff. I literally had this teacher once and I was such a ruckus. I was just not the greatest student. I was never rude to them personally, but when they were like, be quiet, I would never stop.
Yeah.
And once I became a really good person.
Good girl.
You know, I realized, like, this poor teacher, she was going through her divorce at that time. Yeah. Like, that literally broke my heart. I was like, I couldn't just be a good person. Like,
you couldn't just be, you know, respectful for
exactly. And you know how when you find out something about someone, you treat them differently because you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like, you should just treat them like that in general. Like, treat them as if they are.
You should treat everybody with respect at all times, no matter what they're going through.
100%. And if you don't, and you're listening to this, and you're like, these bitches are just stupid, like, that, you clearly need to...
take a step back.
Yeah, and wake up.
Yeah.
Well, like, it doesn't revolve around you.
If you've already done it, like, you've already taken those steps, and maybe you're a little bit disrespectful to people around you, or your teachers, or your boss, or your parents even, just take a minute to look at the way that you're treating other people and think, how would you like it if somebody was treating you like that?
100%. Especially with your parents. Like, this quote literally makes me cry, but it's like, your parents are also just living for the first time.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, when you get to the age where you don't need your parents anymore, your parents are also realizing, wow, they don't need me anymore. Now, what do I do? Like, your parents are experiencing life also. Again. Yeah, literally, like, all over again. So next time you think about being a dick to your teacher, your parents, your boss...
your friends, your family, anybody. Your
family. Just think, like...
we're all doing this one step at a time, literally, all together, for the first time.
Literally, like, we're all fucking learning. Like, every day, like, we're literally all learning something new, and if you're not...
exactly.
Fair.
Exactly. Like, if you're not taking the time to learn new things every day, and you just say the same old boring person, that's okay, you do you, but...
get out of bed.
You're fucking boring.
Cancelled, cancelled, cancelled podcast. Canceled. Well,
Well,
that was really fun.
That was really fun, Rihanna.
You need to come on again.
I think I really do.
I literally think you do.
I definitely think you
do. You guys, I'm going to put a snippet of this by the time this is out.
Yeah.
This will already be done, but I'm going to get them to send through some topics for us to do next time.
This sounds kind of fun.
This is so exciting. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you. If you're on YouTube or Spotify listening, just please chuck a follow. Any support is absolutely appreciated. And do you have any last words?
My only last words is thank you for having me, babe. love
You're welcome.
You
stop it. Well, love you guys so much, and I'll see you next time.
Bye guys.
Bye guys.